Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 29th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Shemini, Mishnah Aleph. Hachovel Bachavere, one who injures his friend. B'chayv alav mishum chamisha dvarim. He's chayv for that injury that his friend sustained for five different points of damage. Ben Ezek, number one, it caused damage by loss of value. Nezek means the damage actually caused. As it says in the Pasuk, Ayin Tachasayin, which the Chacham say means you pay for the fellow for his eye. Bitzar means you pay for the pain caused. And we'll soon see what that means, how the Mishnah is going to explain that. Beripui, for the medical expenses. Beshevis, for the unemployment expenses. And we'll explain that soon as well, the time that he couldn't work. Uvavoshes, and for the embarrassment caused. Says the Mishnah, how do we value these damages? Benezeketzat, how do you estimate what is the value of the damage, the value of the eye or the value of the leg? Simeseina, if you blinded him, I can't say the odo or the injury caused him to lose a hand. Shiberes ragalai, or lost a foot, broke a foot. Roy and I say we look at him, we look at the injured person, kiluhu aved nukabashuk, as if he was a slave that was sold on the market. V'shamin kamahoy v'yofa, v'chamahoy yofa, how much he was worth, how much he would have fetched as a slave before the injury, and how much after the injury. And that difference, the difference between that, those two values, is estimated as the value of the damage to Mahanazak. Tsar, how do you value the pain? Kavoy Bashbuddha Vamaspur, if a person burnt his friend with a spit, a hot spit or a hot nail, Vafil al Sapono, or even on a nail, fingernail, Mokem Sheina Sahapura, where there's no injury, there's no nezek therefore involved. Vafilu al Tsipornoi, Omdin, we estimate. Kama Odom Kiyotsa, how much would a person like that, according to his health and position, Roitza Lito Liesmit Starkach, how much he would want to take, how much money would he want to accept or ask for to suffer that type of tsar, that type of pain? Now, the Gemara explains we don't estimate how much he would want to take to suffer the pain, because sometimes a person would suggest, oh, I'm not taking that unless I get $1 million. In other words, all the money in the world, I wouldn't want to suffer the pain. So that's not an adequate, a suitable method of valuing it. So the Gemara explains what the Mishnah means is, how much would the person want to take or be happy to give if, let's say, the government had ordered him to have, as a punishment, to have tsar, to have a particular type of tsar, which he suffered as a result of this injury. How much would he be willing to pay to get out of that tsar? And that's what we would value, at that much he would have to pay. Now, even though the Mishnah mentioned this case of tsar, of payment for pain, which is not accompanied by an injury of nezek, the truth is you'd pay for nezek even if there is damages, as we said before, as the Mishnah said before, one pays for nezek and tsar. For example, we can estimate, let's say he caused damage, the fellow lost a foot, right? So he's paid already for the foot. He's paid for the value, as we said before, between how much he's worth with a foot, without a foot. But there's two ways in which you can take a foot off. There's one which is without pain, right? And there's one which does involve pain. So he hasn't yet paid for the pain if he's only paid so far for the nezek, for the foot. Ripui, how do you estimate medical bills? Hikohu, if he struck him, caused an injury, chayv l'reposo, he's obligated to pay for his medical bills. He has to pay for the doctors, for medical treatments, for whatever medicines he requires. Olo b'tzmachim, what happens if blisters arose on his body? If it happened because of the injury, chayav, then the person, the mazik, will be chayav to pay for healing. But if there's some growths or blisters came up, not because of the injury, potter, he's exempt. Chaysa, what happens if the injury healed Venistra, but then it became open again. The wound became opened. Chosa, and it healed again. Venistra, and again it opened. And this happened several times, and the fellow's already paid for the medical bills each time. Does he have to keep on paying? And the answer is yes. Chayev l'arposei. The mazik is chayev to pay for all the medical bills, because that is a sign that the makkah, that the injury, has not yet completely healed. And it resulted from his blow, from his injury that he gave to the friend, that he caused in his friend. However, chosa kol tzarka, if the injury has become completely healed, then, and then it came back again, or it seems to open up the wound, then he's not chayev, the mazik is not chayev to pay for that healing, because that's a sign that it's nothing to do with the injury, there's another reason for it. Shevis, how do you estimate the time that he's off work? Literally means sitting, how long he has to sit, he has to sit at work, he sit at home, he can't do work. Roin oisai ki ilu hushemer kishoin. We estimated by saying, well, if this fellow, even with his without a foot or even without a hand or whatever it is, he could have still been a shomer kishoin. He could still do an activity even after this injury as a security guard, literally security guard for kishoin are gourds or cucumbers, and that's a fairly easy job. So now, however, in the immediate next few weeks or months, he may not be able to do it. So that he has to pay, the mazik has to pay, for the time that he cannot even work as a simple job as shomer kishoin, as a security guard, and let's say that's for 4 or 5 weeks, he can't do it, so he'll pay for the 4 or 5 weeks that he could have earned, and now he can't earn that. Now, why do we look at it as if it's a very cheap job, being paid as a security guard, not about his, why can't we say what he used to work? He might have been earning a job that earned 10 times as much as a security guard. And the reason he doesn't have to pay for the lack or the loss of his earnings that he was working, that he could make it before the injury, that's, says the Mishnah, shekvar nosan lo d'me yodoy d'me ragle, because the mazik's already paid him for the value of his hand or his foot that he's lost. That's already come into it, and the work that he could do with having proper hands and feet, and now he can't. That's already included in Nezek. He's already paid that, but now he pays a further payment called Shevas for the activity that he cannot do now, even the lesser earning activity that he can't do until he gets better. Boishas, how do you value the embarrassment, the price or the cost? This is a very subjective thing, says the Mishnah. Beis Din will put an estimate on the compensation for the shame suffered, embarrassment suffered, according to the status of the one who did the embarrassing and the one who's being embarrassed. If the chovel, if the person who was injuring it, committed the injury, was a very low status person, Odom Kal, then the shame that the person suffered might be a lot more than had it happened or had the person of a higher standing embarrassed him. And similarly, the one who's being embarrassed, the more choshev he is, then obviously the more compensation would be required for the embarrassment that he suffered, the humiliation that he suffered. There is a machlokes about this. Are there other girsas or other mefarshim learn it's that in terms of the one who did the damage, the chovel, it actually could be the other way around. That if the one causing the injury is of a higher status, then the shame or the embarrassment could be even more than a person who was of a lower standing who did the embarrassment, because people will say, oh, he's nothing anyway, he's an Odom Kal, therefore the embarrassment is not so great. So we have two different attitudes how to understand it. Hamavayish es ha'arun, a person who embarrasses someone who is already uncovered. And the Gemara explains, naked. For example, there was a strong wind, and the wind lifted up his clothes, so he's partially naked already. And this fellow comes, and he lifts it completely up, or he exposes his body more. Well, some people say, some Mefarshim learn that he spat at a person who was naked or slapped him. That person becomes just as easily embarrassed when he's naked, when he gets spat upon when he's naked, or if he has clothes, it's irrelevant. Hamavayish is a summa. What happens if a person embarrasses someone who's blind, even though he can't see his embarrassment, but he can feel it? Hamavayish is a yoshon, a person who embarrasses someone who's sleeping, and the fellow has no idea about the embarrassment until he wakes up. Chayov. In all these cases, the person causing the embarrassment will be obligated to pay compensation for the busha. However, the yoshein shebiyesh, the other way around, if the person committing the humiliation or the embarrassment happened to be sleeping, he did it while he was sleeping, potter, he doesn't have to pay anything for that. Because boshes, paying for humiliation, is only required if there was intention, kavona, to do embarrassment. And therefore, for example, Nofal min Hagag continues a mission. If a person fell off a roof, v'hizik, and caused damage to someone down that he fell upon, and not only caused damage, but uviyesh, and resulted in humiliation of the person became embarrassed. Chayv al nezek, he'll still be chayv for the nezek, even though he didn't intend to cause the harm to the person. Odom ud la'olam, as we say, a person's always considered warned. He'll have to pay for the loss in value of the damage suffered, but he will not have to pay anything for the embarrassment, for the humiliation, even if the fellow fell down in a normal wind, which means he could have taken more care. Shenamar, as it says, v'sholcha yoda v'erzika bimbushov, talks about two people are fighting, and the wife of one of them goes, and she stretches out her hand and grabs hold of his private parts. And the Chachamim say from here that this tells us that the embarrassment she caused, she has to pay for, or the husband has to pay for, because this was intentional. Einoi chayev ala boishes ad shehem iskaven, says the Mishnah, for boishes, for embarrassing, that the payment only, it will only be obligatory if there was intention. However, if a person intended to be mazik, even though he didn't intend to do the boishes, he's still chayev for the boishes, because that comes along with it. So it's only if there's absolutely no intention to cause damage that he'll be chayv for the damage, but potter for the nezek, for the boshes, for the embarrassment. Mishnah Beis. Zechoymer ba'odol nibashar. There is a strictness, a severity in a person who causes damage compared to an ox that causes damage. Sheha odom meshalem nezek tsar ripuy sheves uvoshes. A man who causes damage will have to pay for all the five things that could ensue or that could result from the injury. The loss in value, nezek, and tsar, the pain caused, ripui, the medical bills, sheves, the unemployment while he's sick, and the boishes, and the fact that the embarrassment. Umeshalim demei velodes, and also have to pay the value of the children. Let's talk about a case where two people are fighting and one of them hits a pregnant woman and the children are lost. You'll have to pay for that as well, providing there was no death caused to the mother of the children. V'shoir einoi meshalem elo nezek. However, if a person's ox caused damage, that owner will only have to pay nezek, will only have to pay for the damage, the loss in value of the person. So if an ox gores a person, however, he'll only pay for the nezek, for the damage caused, or potum in blev lotus, but he will not have to pay for the value. And he's also part of the end of blev lotus. Lotus means for the children that will fall out. So, and this we know because it says, when it talks about a woman who loses children, it says if two men are fighting, and then one of them hits the pregnant woman, from which we learn anoshim, men who fight and cause an injury, but not oxen. If an ox causes such damage, the owner will be exempt from paying for the loss. Only nezek will only pay for the loss of the actual limb or the damage.